Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Welcome to the Bowhunter Chronicles 5-Minute Fix, weekly quick-to-the-point episodes of tips, tricks, reviews, and rants. Your 5-minute time limit starts now.
So today we're going to talk about kind of bow maintenance. Now, if you've listened to this podcast or followed along for any period of time, you know that I'm not the bow maintenance guy. But after the last 6 months and watching a couple of mishaps, multiple mishaps, too many mishaps, I guess, this podcast is definitely for you to go out and look at your bow before you shoot it. So every time when you take your bow out of the case, you should be inspecting it. You should be looking at the limbs, looking at the strings, looking at the D-loop. I mean, over the past 6 months, we've had at least three D-loop failures on our league. And one of them was John, who is meticulous about his stuff. And each time the guys looked at it and said, well, it should be okay. And that, we just know, isn't always the case. But looking at your limbs, looking at your sights. One of the things that most people will do, let's stick with the string. So looking at your string, and if you see any like visible fraying or if it looks fuzzy, it could definitely use some wax. But even so, like I've got a brand new Bear Alaskan. Basically, it's only been shot as a test bow, and John took it turkey. We took it turkey hunting a few times, but the string, because I think it was an actual problem with the cable guide, just kind of shredded the string, and it makes me nervous even now to shoot it. And so just looking at that is one of the things that you can do just to make sure that everything's not going to blow up on you. I had a bow blow up on me years ago from a really, really dry string. And I drew back and I heard a tink, and then the bow just, the string just let go. So you junk the bow. So those are some things that can happen if you're not paying attention. But even if you are paying attention, some of the things you can do if you do have some sort of an issue or failure, or like let's just say all of a sudden your bow is not shooting where it's supposed to be, there's a few things that we do to make sure that everything lines up, and that's putting like guide marks on your bow. So you can, what we do is we mark where the peep is supposed to be, put a line with a marker, and you can do it with like a white marker if you had a black string or something like that. But we have lighter strings, so usually a black marker will suffice. But I always mark where my peep is so that if I have to change it, I can do that. Or if there's some sort of failure. And now we had another guy in the Patreon group who had a new D-loop put on, and that's when John, when his D-loop broke, he tied in, he has always tied in soft knocks. So for those people who don't know what a soft knock is, they'll get their bow level, you know, shooting the center shot, everything through the rest, where it's where the arrow's coming off the string level. And then, like back in the day when we used to use the metal knocks, we'd tie in a soft knock. And that way you can set the amount of play that you have in the knock, as well as you can prevent knock pinch that way to some degree. But what it does is if that D-loop breaks or something like that, all you have to do is just tie right on the outside and nothing happened. Nothing changed with your arrow. So your arrow flies just the same, and it's a lot more expedient process. And you can mark the string for that as well. Now, what John does, and if you have a, I do it on mine too. I've got a HHA optimizer light. Well, with a multiple pin sight, I put a mark where it's supposed to be because I have 20, 30, 40, and then a 55-yard pin. I put a dot at that 55-yard pin because the wheel has to be set at 55 for it to be 20, 30, 40. Otherwise, if I were to just set it at 20, I would be way off, and my brother-in-law did that on his and completely missed a deer. So that's just some things to think about, putting some guide marks, some index points on your bow, on these critical things to make sure that everything is the same every single time. So be inspecting your bow. Think about what things are critical and kind of where you can put these marks so that the next time you pull out your bow in a pinch and something's going wrong, you have these reference marks to check out. And then if your D-loop is frayed, if you've got any sort of issue, definitely replace that before something happens and you punch yourself in the face. Or also look at your release, because it could have a sharp edge or something that was causing that. But that's going to do it for me today. Thanks for listening. Like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. Thanks again.